interesting that a lot of it has to do with the perspective that we have as it relates to Christian living. You see, if we think that part of my job is to arm myself so that I can defend why we say we're not a denomination, to defend this or that, then it's the wrong perspective. We have been speaking about my assembly, and now we need to talk about assembly living. 1 Timothy 3:15 speaks about conduct in the house of God. It's speaking about what my life should be like in this world, what it should be like as someone who is in the assembly of the living God, the things I should know, the things I should be enjoying, how I should be developing. You see, the Lord died. He's built his church. Shouldn't we know what the basis is by which we gather? Shouldn't we be like Timothy, who has an outline? Do you know what an outline of sound words is? It's not taking the whole scripture and memorizing and knowing everything backwards and forwards, but it's being able to know the basic fundamental principles by which we believe, why we believe, why we are where we are. And then taking these principles, we live a life, young people, that is honorable unto the Lord, that's holy, that's separated, so that when the world looks at us, they see something that is truly different. The Lord is honored in that. And our eyes are upon the Lord. It is his assembly. And when we are together, the Spirit of God is pointing us to him. I think sometimes we have the wrong perspective. We want to learn something only because we want to tell somebody something. But what we have before us this week is that we are part of this assembly. And assembly life is what our life should be. Let us not figure out, it's an important question, what is a denomination and so on and so on. But what I want us to focus on is, how, Lord, can I be helped to come and pray in the prayer meeting? How can I be helped, Lord, to be a young man who can learn how to study the Word of God so that when the time comes, when I now should be able to encourage others, that I handle this book in some measure? As a young sister, Lord, help me to be able to take these words and put it in my heart that I might live a godly life. And that one day, if you give me a child, a husband, and a child, that I'm able to impart, like a Hannah, something into that child's life and heart, that child comes up in the assembly, walking in the path that I am on, blessing the saints, and there is this perpetual motion of generations after generation coming up and being an example in the assembly. Christian living, young people. That's what we're talking about. We don't want to teach you this little thing here and this. No, we want you to know that this is our life. You get up Lord's Day morning. I want to remember the Lord. I want to be with the saints when they're praying. I want to be in fellowship. When at the teaching meetings, the apostles' doctrine, I want to be there to learn. That's what assembly life is about. And I want us to focus back on what is the important aspect of my assembly.
Hymn 36. Let's rise. Let's all stay in the room. 25 minutes, we'll be done or so.